News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Belfast burning overnight. Buses burnt the frames, cars burnt out. Most strikingly, families burnt out of their homes. People having to be rushed, children having to be rushed into the back of police Land Rovers as their houses were firebombed. The Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Alex Burghardt, is with us. Alex, Michelle O'Neill has described it as thuggery. It is objectively reprehensible. Is it also what happens when the views of a community in respect of immigration are ignored long enough and then an incident acts as a focal point and a flashpoint for that sense of disenfranchisement?
It's really very depressing scenes from Belfast last night and the night before. And I think the sort of the silver lining is the bravery of the police force in confronting both the rioters and of course the attacker. They were on the scenes very quickly the night before last. And in answer to your question, I think that people absolutely have a right to be angry and to protest. They do not have a right to violence. And so I just, burning people out of their homes and setting fire to public property doesn't solve any problem at all. And I just have to condemn it in the strongest terms. But I do utterly understand why people are furious that somebody who came to our country illegally then committed what was it clearly intended to be a murderous act. And so I completely understand why people are angry.
What do you think the impact will be for those who are part of immigrant communities? Because there are obviously people who have come from foreign countries who are trying to build their lives in Northern Ireland and a wider afield in Ireland and the UK, who must now fear darkness coming.
I can, after what they've seen in Belfast last night, I quite understand that they might. But I think it's why it's incumbent on governments in Westminster and in Dublin to make sure that there are immigration systems that prevent people coming into the country illegally, and also make sure that we have fair and proportionate levels of immigration, legal immigration, that people don't feel have gotten out of control.
What's your view on the performance of the PSNI? Because as of midday yesterday, even yesterday morning, it was evident that there was an active campaign to foment violence. There was messages travelling on social media. There was no question but that it was going to kick off last night. Did they do a sufficiently good job of intervening?
As far as I can see, they were working in extremely difficult conditions, because obviously modern communications mean that that people who want to cause trouble can organise very quickly and very effectively out of sight of the authorities. And I think the police, from what I've heard, the police and the fire services were on hand very fast, but it was a very quick moving situation.
They may have been on hand very fast, but nonetheless, the fact that families were burned from their homes, does that not leave questions?
No, well, as I said, I heard reports on the BBC this morning that the police helped get people out of their homes very fast when they were under attack. But as I say, it's very, very hard in a situation where you have a small group of people who are determined to make trouble and able to make preparations out of the line of sight of the authorities. So I have to say words of support from the police this morning, but I should be looking at reports as they come in throughout the day.
What is the onus and obligation now on the political community and on politicians? Because it is obviously very easy to make this situation worse by making it part of the kind of culture wars around immigration rather than calming things down.
So I think people need to have confidence that the authorities are doing what they can to reduce illegal immigration. And I think the Irish government...
Does that not play into the problem? Because there is a difference between the reprehensible actions of one individual and the total issue of immigration, is there not?
You're right. If what I just referred to was illegal immigration. And illegal immigration is always wrong. there are perfectly legitimate routes by which people can come to our countries and can apply to settle here. There are also illegal routes, and those illegal routes are by definition wrong. And what the Irish government has been doing for the past few years, perfectly legitimately, they've run Operation Sonnet, which has performed spot checks around the border, in working in conjunction with British authorities, to try and get hold of people who are entering Ireland illegally from Northern Ireland. We've had no similar program in Northern Ireland, and I suspect that we're going to need one, because the sophistication of illegal immigration is growing all of the time, and we're going to need to respond to that.
Well, this man got on a bus. That's hardly desperately sophisticated.
No, but the fact that he got from Sudan to Paris and to Dublin and then into Northern Ireland suggests a much higher level of sophistication than that. In that, for him to get from Sudan to Dublin, I don't want to speculate too much about this case, but it will be very interesting to say during the court cases what papers he had and what visa permissions he had, given what subsequently happened.
Well, setting aside this one individual, though, if you look at the paradigm that you've outlined, where then do you see culpability? Is the issue with the Dublin government failing to control immigration into the Republic of Ireland, or is it with the porosity of the Northern Ireland border?
No, I'm saying that there are multiple weaknesses in the system, and all governments, and it's all government, British government, French government, Irish government, all need to look at these issues, because we all have a shared need to reduce illegal immigration into our countries.
But very few countries across the European Union have the kind of complexity and special relationship and special system that exists around the Northern Ireland border. So how do we continue to keep that as free-flowing as we have sought to make it?
Absolutely.
And also stop this kind of travel?
Yeah, well, as I say, and I think we all want to keep common travel area. It's served us very well for over a century now. But as I say, the Irish government has found a way of performing spot checks, which have been reasonably effective, Operation Sonnet. And I think that there probably needs to be something similar in the north, which would work with cooperation between the United Kingdom authorities and the Irish authorities.
So does that mean checkpoints?
No. And the Irish haven't installed checkpoints south of the border, and we wouldn't. I wouldn't be proposing checkpoints to the north either. But you can use intelligence and spot checks much more effectively than have been done so far.
But sorry, Alex, I don't mean to harp on this, but if you do have a situation where you have a regular bus service north and south, back and forth from Dublin to Belfast, if you have the Enterprise train north and south, Dublin to Belfast, if you have the M1, if you have bicycles, footfall, you have an utterly open, wide border, spot checks aren't going to be sufficient to actually make a difference to people travelling across that border, are they?
So, as I say, if you look at Operation Sonnet, which has been running for a few years, it does a couple of things. And first, it uses intelligence that is shared between both countries to try and stop people who are already on the radar. But also, because people know about it, it acts as a deterrent. You're never going to have anything on any border, certainly not on on the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic, that is 100% effective. Of course not. But you can put something that's more effective and acts as a deterrent.
Final thing, Alex, what's your prediction, or what's your expectation in relation to what we will see this evening and tonight? Will there be a further continuance of the last night?
I really hope not. I really hope not. And I know a friend of mine in Belfast actually messaged me just before I came on your show, sort of said, "Well, we're praying for rain here. We hope that the clouds open and that this will do something to get the violence off the streets."
Alex, thank you very much. Alex Burkhardt there, the Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.